We learn every week, so it's kedai to learn for the Rebbe's yahrzeit. So the piece I selected for no particular reason, just we all know the sefer, so I don't need to give a hakdam over here, but we'll jump right in. In the back of Vayikra, they printed it sefer separately, like the small white volumes he has on different topics. So they have it separately, but it's also printed in the back of Vayikra is Rebbe's Torah on Pirkei Avos. So in the middle, we learn every before Shabbos. We learn every Shabbos afternoon before Mincha. I mean, before we learn pieces from the Hakadoma. So we're a little. I want to jump ahead a little bit because that way you won't. By the time the summer ends, you won't get up to Perek Sheni. So I figured this is safe ground to do for tonight.
That was okay to do a short
Hakadoma. Okay. So the Nesiv is Shalom. Shalom Noach. My son's named after him.
Really?
Was. Had a unique ability. He was a mechanic par excellence that many, many leading mechanichim in all circles look to the Slonim Rebbe as their guide. I have through personal interactions with him or through the Sfarim. There's a very big, there's Rabbi Espen Yom in Ginsburg. I think he's the one who puts out in English all the things. But he also has, under my office, he has many, many books about chinuch, about his philosophy of teaching, of how to student relationships and designing lesson plans. And he holds that the Slonim Rebbe is his Rebbe in all these areas. The Slonim himself was actually a mechanic. He was, before he became Rebbe, he was a Rebbe in Chabad Yeshiva in Tel Aviv. So he had a classroom experience. You know, some people just write all their books on how to be a good mechanic, and they're writing some ivory tower. They never. That's why you know sometimes you go to these teacher conferences, and like you find some, like 24-year-old up there like telling you how to teach your classroom. It's very nice. They have like maybe some chidusha, but like I'd rather somebody who has 24 years in the classroom talking to them than a 24-year-old. Okay, but anyway, so the Rebbe.
For people kids.
What?
It's like parenting classes. For people
right. And then when all the Bochum give like Sheva Brachas, give like marriage advice.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah, you have these like 19-year-old boys telling you, now the secret to a happy marriage. Okay, Tov. Okay, we're a little off topic, but the Siva Shalom knew what we were talking about. That's where we're coming from. And I think it was Rishach, who's not in the Hasidic camp, but I think Rishach is one who called it the Mesilas Yesharim for our generation. I saw that quoted somewhere, that this is the safer. The guides us, and it's very deep concepts, in unpacked in a way that's accessible, which is not so simple to do. To take very complex, sometimes you read pieces you have no idea what he's talking about, but 99% of them you have a mahalach and he gives you, and there's a seder, there's a structure to it. Slonim was a chassidus that came from White Russia. So there's that type of mahalach with Chabad and with there's a certain intellectual bent to it where there's a lot there, but not every again not saying better words, but just there's different styles of Chassidus. So some Sfarim are vortlech that were said over by Shalosh Shudas, and that they're insightful and they're powerful, and you can gain a lot from them. Other Sfarim is a system, and the Nesiv Shalom falls into that latter half. It's a system. It's a mahalach, and when you go through, you'll see themes that repeat. If Baruch Hashem, you go through, over the years, you see how ideas and concepts, and each one's different. It's not, he's not saying the same thing, but there's a new knach within each part, and you see how he's coming at it from a different area. But there's certain things that they just themes, like Rav gives a drasha, he talks about certain themes, just come up over and over again. Things are the thing. So he's teaching us, he's leading us, and those who are privileged to have learned from him, just that I've heard firsthand accounts of just like just amazing, you know, how he was. A Baal Masbir and a Pikeach, and he really took an interest in his Chassidim and his Talmidim. And, okay, this is Chus to learn the Rebbe's Sefer. So, good, let's start. You have, well, I don't know how far we'll get, but we'll start. That's the Iker is to make a Haskala. And everyone's invited to come on Shabbos afternoons when we learn the pieces. We moved away, by the way. It used to be, for a while, we wanted to like cover a piece every week, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, we went, you know, to make sure we could get through. But then now we do like longer pieces. We don't finish every week. It's just we chip away a little bit at the mountain.
This is happening right now.
Yeah, every Shabbos afternoon we learn a half hour before Mincha. Yeah, we have the year. Okay, so here he says, Lahal, again, oh, so let's start with what he's going on. Rebbe Omer, Ezu Derech Yishara, Shevelo V'Adam, Kol Shu Tiferes Lo Seh, V'Tiferes Lo Min Ha'Adam. So Tiferes is translated as a harmony, as a splendor, but really it means the proper balance, where one thing does not overpower the other. What would be the, in the physical world, when you see a sunset, that harmony is Tiferes. For example, the clouds and the skyline, different hues, and the blues and the oranges and the pinks and the reds, everything comes together. That's a Tiferes. What Tiferes means is that when you have different elements and one doesn't overpower the other, in the Spheros, so Yaakov is corresponding to that, and he's the perfect balance of Chesed and Gevura. I think Arya Kaplan writes in his book Inner Space, talking about the meat of Tiferes. He gives an example. If you take, like, let's say, just again, not a perfect example. Let's say, like, you call Chesed be black paint and Gevura will be white paint. So I need Tiferes. I need to mix them. So you just pour some black and you pour some white, and then you have one big gray blob. And that's not Tiferes. What's the balance of the black and the white? Imagine a talented artist who can shade something with a pencil, and they want to bring out a certain detail, and they want to give a perspective, they want to do something. So a sketch, a black and white sketch, but with the different layers and the textures of it, they use the perfect shiluv, the perfect balance of the black and the white, of the chesed and the gevurah, to come to make something that's a tiferes. Something that's not a tiferes when you just pour a bunch of paint into a big thing and stir it up. Say, here's my tiferes. It's just a new, you made a new color, shkoyach. You didn't make a tiferes. Tiferes is that proper midah. So now, eizah huderech, what's the proper blend? What's the proper balance? Because sometimes every situation needs a proper balance. The person can get the desired result. Lamashal, you see somebody, you're filling up your car with gas, and all of a sudden, you know, some guy knocks on your windshield and asks for like $5, and you can smell the alcohol in his breath. Not because he came to a Fabrengen and he wanted to make a lechaim, but because he and the Cheva were making their own little Fabrengen on the corner, and he asked you for some money. So Chesed says, "Give. I need help. You see." He needs. Gevurah says, but I gotta hold that because I know what he's gonna do with it. So Tiferes is where I balance the proper things. I have to give in a way that's with restraint, right? The chesed is present, but the gevurah is also present. So instead of handing a guy cash, you say, come, let's go to the gas station, I'll buy a cup of coffee and a donut or something like that. I'm gonna give you. You need it, I can see that. But I can't give you in a way that's going to lead to something like that. So that thing, how should a person choose to live a life with Tiferes, with proper balance? So it says, we'll begin now. It says, the Holland, the Meshech, Perek, Isa Od Maimarim, Yochanan, and Zaka, the Talmud of another thing that he said, Tzuru Ezu, Derech, Tova, Shiadmik, what's the proper path that a person should cling to? Roy Levar, Chilukim, Shematsinu, Ben Divrei, Rabbi, the Divrei, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakai. So what's the difference between these two statements they're making? Rabbi Yom, Ezu, Derech, Yeshara. Right, Yashar, not like the Israeli who gives you directions, right? but Yashar, what's the, you said, Mesilas Yashar, right? He's the upright. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, Eze Derech Tova. What's the good way? Rabbi Omer, Sheyuvar Lo, the person should choose. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, Sheyidabik. Right, in modern Hebrew, Devek is glue, right? Devekus, this means to glue yourself, to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have the Derech Tova versus Yashara. And we have that you should choose or versus shidabi. V'chein roi levar hachilek b'mashmos devarim shrebi medaber al inyonim ma'isim. Practical things to do. Ka'omer kol shu tiferes la oseha. Right, a lashon of asiyah, of doing something. Tiferes lo min ha'odam. It'll be a splendor, a harmony, a beautiful thing. Kamosha pirish bezeh harav bar tenura. The rav bar tenura was Ovadia bar tenura. An Italian rabbi living in the 15th century. It was Bartender before the wine. It was a rabbi. I gotta make a list. I should make a good extra credit question on a test. Name all the rabbis who resulted in get a wine named after. So you got I found an Abarbanel wine once. I ran into the Rashi wine. Right? Okay. So the Bar Tanura was really a pirish on Mishnayos. So Pirkei Avos says Mishnayos. So Shkavon Alamda Benis. You should have the Mita Benis means the proper balance. You know, not an extreme. The Rambam has this famous idea about the Shvil HaZahav, right? Not to go to one extreme or the other, to have a proper balance, to go in the middle. The Kotzker Rebbe says, no, the middle of the road is for horses. Horse goes in the middle. You got to go. Pazran bazeh tiferes lo min ha'odam ach b'shvil atzmo ein zetoyv kizeh kihu nishar chaser kol ba'ayde zeh tiferes lo seh. I'm sorry, ve'ein zeh, I read it wrong. Ve'ein, this is not called the tiferes. Me'idach on the other extreme, misha who comes in a person who's very stingy, hare zeh toyv b'shvilo, it's good for himself, aval ein zeh tiferes lo min ha'odam, but that's not good for others. So if you're giving away all your money or you're keeping all your money, that's not a tiferes. Elatzarich lachos b'mina beinus. You have to take the map, the middle path. Shehu tiferes lo sehav tiferes lo min ha'adam. It's good for you and it's good for everyone else. Haynushi ayri eich yasev yisnag. You have to see how you should conduct yourselves. Ve'ilushes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ain't on yana ma'isim. He's not talking about what my physical action should be. El al yana choyves halavavos. So the Chovos HaLevavos is don't be confused with Rabbeinu Bechaya. There's Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya wrote a very important sefer that is studied now. You know, in that I saw over Shabbos, Chabad put out a. There's different parts to Chovos HaLevavos. There's a section called Shar HaBitachon, and Lubavitch Rebbe. Throughout his letters, advice to people, would tell them, he'd recommend for them to learn Shar B'Tachon 3 or 4 times. He'd say, I see you're having, it's a very, the first part talks about just the miles, the advantages of having B'Tachon.
Art school came out with
it. Also?
Yeah. And Rabbi Chase Taub does, a 60-part thing on Shar B'Tachon.
Yeah.
So it has 100 views on YouTube, but it's great.
He's amazing, Rabbi Taub. So right, I think, but he explained based upon this, the law Bob Trevor said to do this. So what's the chovos levavos? Means that there's things that we can, again, there's certain acts you could do. You tell me to wrap tefillin, to put up a mezuzah, to shake a lulav, but there's an inner work, and sometimes that gets neglected. The people just, again, it's a human character trait. It's not the end of the world, but like people sometimes are so busy with checking off the boxes, and we forget about what's the internal thing. If you look in a siddur, not only Nusach Sfarad, I found Nusach Ashkenaz also has this. There's like a yehirat zon to say before putting on tefillin in the morning. Like, what does it mean? What am I doing? Most of us are just like, blindfolded, just rapping, mumbling, and we came a few minutes late, so we're rushing to get on our tefillin. But there's a yehirat zon that says, I'm putting on my tefillin on to be mishabed my lave, that all of my emotions, everything I'm feeling should be to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then putting on the tefillin shel rosh, that everything I'm thinking about the whole day, the person pauses and thinks about these things. That's chovos halavavos. That's the obligations of my heart in the inner movement of these things. Like, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlita. So, he began years ago by giving a series on, supposed to be Sefer HaCharedim. And the way the Charedim divides up the mitzvahs is by what part of the body you use to do that mitzvah. So he starts with the heart. And the first mitzvah he talks about in your heart is having a munah. So it's supposed to be a series going, but they spent like 50, 60 shirim and they never got past the munah. So that's what it is. That became a shirim munah. Because when you think about it, like, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Oh, there's not a new problem. The Nevi'im are screaming about this. Mitzvahs are moshim melemunah. We're going through the rote, mechanical, robotic actions, right? We're not feeling that thing. But again, so one part of this is about what the actions a person should do, and the other mida is the other, we'll call it focus on chovos halavavos. Chafisha ole mitashuvas hatalmidim, right? When he's asking, what do you mean? So everyone says, you have an ayin tova, chaver tov, shachin tov, roes hanola, lev tov, all these different answers, but these aren't, right? Roes hanola these are things. A lev tov is a quality trait. Shekol eile einem inyanim shebemaisa eile chovos alavavos. These are the things in your heart. V'roi levayer hamashmos shebeiz adrochim halalu hatova v'hayishora. So right again. One thing, what's the derech? The good way of going, what's the upright way? So v'yish lomer. Shebi yochem ben zakev rebi dibaro al beiz inyanim nifradim. They're really talking about two entirely different things. Rashachta likes to point out, when you learn halacha, so sometimes you could have two halachas that are really coming from two entirely different points. Right, it just happens to be like they sound the same. It's really going up. And you have two halachas that look very, very similar. I mean, I said backwards. Two halachas that are very distant, but really it's the same yisod behind both. You have two halachas that seem to be very similar, but they're really coming from two separate places. So you have to understand, it's not really similar things. We're talking about two separate concepts over here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai medavra haderech lehasagas shulton atoyv benefesh ha'odam, to have the good rule over. Rabbi medavra al kiyam ha'maisa, kiyam ha'mitzvois ha'maisim tovim b'shleimus. So one is about the actions, one about the internal work. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Amr, Ezu derech hatova shibi b'ha'adam, what's the path to attach yourself? Ksiv ki yatzilev ha'adam ra min urav. This is actually the first time the word ra appears in Chumash. Parshas Noach, right? It's the end of Bereishis? Is it Bereishis? In the very end, maybe, yeah? No, no, it's by Adam. It's right with Ma, yeah, Perek Vav, right? Right before the, so it's, yeah, it's thank you. So this is a Yesod is that whenever a word appears the first time in Chumash, that's like the essence of the word. Tzadok has this, the Bnei Yisachar, the Gra, that's even talk about today. So this is the first time the word Ra appears. So what does it mean? That we have the Yetzer Lev HaAdam. We have a drive for Ra. SheHaAdam Yorei LaOlam. We have this. This is the human. You know, all the great philosophers like try to figure this out. Like, what do you do with this? You try to be a holy Jew. You try to be a good person. You have drives that are they're negative. You have a nefesh Bahamas. L'chol adam yesh inyan miyuchad shokach harash v'chidei l'sakno yor l'odam. Each person has their own yitzahara, their own battles, their own demons, their own things they got to work through. U'v'inyan miyuchad zeh nizgabra yitzahara b'yoyseh. And in that particular area, that's why we have, some people have more of a yitzahara when it comes to inyanim of kas. And some people, we're talking on the show about the pasuk in this week's parsha is not to be jealous of what other people have. Some people have the jealousy. Some people it's gaiva. And some people it's achila. Well, you fill in the blank. But just because that's not your yetzahara, so shkoyach, you don't have that one. But you have your own yetzaharas to work with. But the other, in Perek Dad, Ezehu Gibor, HaKovish Es Yitzro. The Gibor, the strong ones, who Kovish is his own yetzer. But what my strokes are, not somebody else's. Like, oh man, that guy, he's just angry all the time. Ugh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have that problem. Good, right? You take 17 slices of cheesecake, that's your Indian, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has their own. So the Gibor is not the one who co-wishes conquer somebody else's Yetzirah. But he's saying each one of us has a negativity and things we need to work on. Connected to Amr Yochim Zakai, Eze Derech Tovish Yavik Boha Adam, Kamish Beforish Rabbeinu Yonah, Bazet, the Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos is yeah. It's priceless. Shiv emes hari adam tzarech shid ledovak b'chol midos hatovos. You have to have all good midos. El hagil lechol hamidos hatovos tzarech shetehelo mida toiva achas miyuchedes bo yavik betachlis hashlemus. There's a teaching from Rabbi Nachman. It's brought down in the Hakdama to Sefer Hamidos. There's a longer Hakdama. There's a shorter Hakdama. And he has a lush in there which he says, Eiver machzik Eiver, that one limb strengthens the other. So Rabbi Nachman is talking about over there is that sometimes you're working on one particular inyan. Let's take an example here, an Ayin Tova. So you're working on the Ayin Tova, which means you, again, doesn't mean you take off your glasses. Ayin Tova means to forgive, to see the good in people. It's really to be happy for somebody else. When you need the same thing that they do, you're looking for a job, and they're also looking for a job, and they got the job, and you didn't. To really, the Lev Tov, Ayin Tov means you're happy for the person. So when you work on one particular mitzvah, says Rabbi Nachman, that affects all other Ivarim as well. Eiver machzik Eiver. It's in the Hakdama to say for Hamidos. So too, when a person is working on, even health, you find such a thing like that. When you strengthen one part of the body that helps. Rav Ephraim Waxman, was tells a story once. I think he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a tremendous back pain. And he went to the doctor for his back, and the doctor said, I want to watch you walk across the room. So he walked across the room, and he says, your problem is in your foot. And he put like a little quarter inch insert into his shoe, and that fixed the back problem. He says, who would have known that really the whole, I thought it was my back, and that's where the doctor's going to fix it. It was Ibn Aver. Sometimes when we fix one part of it, automatically other things just fall into place. So he's saying, when a person has their inyan, but they have to excel in one particular inyan, that's going to help them. A person becomes great in davening. And that greatness in davening and connecting and through that olam of negina and that olam of shiros v'sishbachos, that's going to help them when it comes to tzedakah. And when a person's learning by learning, then that learning is going to help them in emuna. Like aver machzik aver means that it's not just exclusive. You got to find that area where it is and be stark in that. That's what he's saying. B'tachlis hashlemus va'idaze yagil lechol hamidos tovos. That's like the watershed. You're gonna work on that inyan. That's the problem is when a person only focuses on things they're good at, and they think I don't have to work on everything else. I probably don't need to have a chavrusa because I'm davening's my thing. I don't learn. I'm a davener. Or like I'll give chesed. You need a potato kugel. I will bake a potato. I'll drive to Connecticut to bring you the potato kugel. I'm like the chesed guy. I'll do whatever you need for me. But it comes to tzedakah. It comes to learning. I don't do those things. I'm like a chesed person. Again, extreme examples. But the point is the person has to realize that one mitzvah is supposed to help unlock everything. In the hesped that Reb Nosson Adler. Wait, was it the right name? No, not Nissen Adler. Who's Ramosha's?
Alpert,
thank you. Nissen Alpert, thank you. Yeah, Nissen Alpert, that's all. So when he gave a hesped on Ramosha in 1986, so he said, he quoted from the pasuk is in Parshas M, where it talks about a bal mum by a human or by an animal is a sarua, where it's one limb is longer than the others. They give an extra long arm or an extra long thing. And it's just to have one area which sticks out more than others that makes a person into a bal mum. He said, Reb Moshe, he said, was the most normal of all the gedolim. Because sometimes you have gedolim, they're in halacha, or they're in charifa, so they're in bekiyas, so they're in ian, they're in psak, they're in midos. He said, Reb Moshe was quote unquote normal because there wasn't one area that stuck out more than anything else. To be well rounded. Find a good athlete. Is he a good athlete? Rabinowitz once pointed this out. A good athlete has a sense of balance. You see them on the court, they're not like overexerted, they're not like flopping all over the place. They're a balanced person. There's a tiferes to that. There's a harness, a certain beauty in that when you find a balanced personality. What does it mean, the good path person should go to? What's the mahalach should take to get to goodness? To get over that built-in ra that we have. So, Ezmitovim Yuchedis, what's that particular unique thing? Yikach la'atzmo, you're going to take for yourself. Sha'al yodo, yagir l'chol hamidos, hatovos, you'll reach all good midos. V'chol echa mehatamidim omar mizatoiv achas. They each said their own thing. Whatever it was. Shachin tov, rolas hanolad, shiishlod bo, ha'adam legamre, v'yishlod alkol midos hatovos. That's what's going to help him do this. Should be Elezer Omer Ayin Tova. So now he's going to be Masri what this means. Shehi Hadaber Haklali Hamevi Lechol Hamidos Tovos. Having a good eye will be the watershed that will lead to all the good. Why? Sheayde Sheibak Haadam Bemidos Ayin Tova Lechol Hanichla B'Mashmosa Yagir LeShilton HaToiv Gam Bechol Sha'ar Hamidos. By really understanding what it means, an Ayin Tova that'll include everything else. I mean, it wasn't just this one thing, and then this one thing will get you everywhere else. The Indian Ayin Tova, who commercial Matsinu Bechazal, Yuma Pei, this is the famous Gemara. Bayis Rishon Char Mipnei Shehayubo, Zorgi, the Rashi Chazdamim, Bayis Sheni Chara Mei Sinas Chinam. So where does Sinas Chinam come from? Rabbi Luban gives these drushes. That Sinas Chinam means that I'm hating. Nobody hates somebody for no reason. You have a reason why you hate the person, Rabbi Luban was saying, but it's chinam. It's a silly reason. It's a worthless. It's a, like, and he's getting the politics, or you don't like the color shirt they're wearing, the color yarmulke they're doing, or they hate somebody because that's called a sinas chinam. See what I mean? I hate him because he's a Republican. I hate him because he's a Democrat. I hate him because he's an anti-vaxxer. These are silly reasons. That's sinas chinam, and that's what Ayin Tova is to see the good in others, right? Rabbi Rimon sent out. It was like this chat. There was like 600 rabbonim on this chat. He's amazing. He like sent him shilas, and they put out yesterday that he wants shuls to say a tefillah for achdus on Tisha B'Av. Mm-hmm. I signed up for it, but I think that's what we need. We need to stop being so in general.
It's not coincidence now. Right? You hear even
secular people
are talking about Tisha B'Av. You heard about the God. You're talking about Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
Even Lapid, I think, talks about Tisha B'Av. These people you think are so secular, so maybe Tisha B'Av is like, maybe that's what he's channeling. Mm. It's amazing.
Yeah. For sure, right? The People want achdus. Y.Y. Jacobson once says these two rabbanim get together and says, we have to make achdus. He says, okay, but against two. There's so much more that unites us. In the biography of Lubavitcher Rebbe, they talked about that. That was his whole mahalach, was to, yes, there are differences. Everyone has differences, but to focus on what unites us is much stronger, especially Yidden. You and the most estranged Jew have more in common than Havdil and Nagoy. Focus on that. We have to focus on that. That's what Ayin Tov means, to see the good. And there are differences. There are things. Rabbi Nachman has a famous story with someone's a ring, and all he could see was the deficiencies, what was lacking in this exquisite engraved ring. You could always, anybody can, you don't need a chacham to find out what's wrong. Anybody can complain, but you have to be a chacham, a pikech, someone who has a broadness of vision, can see the good, and to focus on the good. Right? You know, it says that, why did Yisro have a parsha named after him? Because he gave Eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu. But his Eitzah doesn't start. He starts with complaining. But that's not what Chazal said. Now that you start, he gives a whole system how to make this power triangle of you know, so you don't wear yourself out. Anybody can make complaints. So Yisro didn't have a parsha because he was complaining, saying what you're doing right now is no good. Any complaint can get around saying like that. But when you give a practical solution how to improve a situation, that's when you have a parsha named after you. So an Ayin Tov means to see the positive. There's the things that can be fixed. Everything's what we all have to improve. But to make that, so he's explaining the Chora Halo Ayin Avodah Zara Gili Rais Shichas Damim Heim Averes HaChemura Shebetara. We understand these three big three of Avis, why the base was destroyed. Right? Not to hate your brother in your heart. It's a lav. So again, as we kind of give an intro, this is a theme. This question appears in many pieces of Nesiv Shalom. This question, and he answers, because sometimes, even though there's not, again, Gili Raias, all these things is much more thing. Sinas Silim is a lav that you don't get Malkus on. It's a lav Shimba Maisa, but it's a more serious, it's a deeper problem. And some at first glance, you see, well, corresponding to the punishment, it must be how serious the Indian is. He says it's not that way. This is worse, even though the punishment is not as bad. El Habir. The explanation is as to why a base of Midrash was destroyed, because the reason why you have Sina Schinim, even though you might think you know, the reason is because it's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is what's causing a person to hate. This emerges as Sina Schinim, Shehusoines Kulam. You hate everyone. When you love somebody unconditionally, it's coming from a good place. And when a person is saying hate, their speech is one of hatred. You understand? That's not coming from a holy place. Now, it doesn't mean you agree with everybody. You can disagree very strongly with somebody, but when the hatred comes in, that means it's coming from Yetzihara. So we understand that's why the base made destroyed. It's their whole metzias. Vezesh am Rabbi Lezer ayin tov v'shehi mishorash hatov. This is the root of good. Al yodah sholit chelik hatov al chelik hara. And that's how you can have the good overcome the bad. Va'al yedei shidavik adam b'midazu yagil chol midas hatovos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says it's different. The way to overcome this is by being a good friend. L'fishateva Adam Lios Nimshach Acher Chaverov. As the Rambam writes in Perek Vav in Hilchas Deos, the person's drawn after their environment. So, probably the two biggest decisions a person is going to make in their life is who they're going to marry and where they're going to live. Those are probably the two biggest decisions. For states of who you're going to marry, but what community you're going to live in, like who you're going to be hanging out, who your kids are going to be spending, what type of simchas are going to be popular in that community, is it going to be competitive, is it going to be this, or if it's living with people that think so, we're formed, we don't live in a bubble, we're so influenced by our environments and by our friends, the shuls we go to, the people we hang out with, and that's like the most important thing. I know families where brothers, very identical, not like twins, but like very similar guys, and because of who they married and what communities they moved to, have very different trajectories in their life. Very similar guys, not like, oh, that was his personality. Well, each one could have gone the other way, right? But you see from that. So you're saying, to be a chaver tov, to be a good friend. Okay, so that's all about the things. Let's do a little bit more. Rebbe Koi al Maise Ha'adam. Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi is going on the actions that you do. How can you do the mitzvahs in the spitz, in the highest possible way? What's harmony, what's beautiful, what's a splendid to one who does it, and from others around them. So Pirush Maharal. The Maharal is a beautiful, it's called Derech HaChaim. On, that's his commentary on it. It's thick. It's very thorough. But that's his sefer on Pirkei Avos. So the Maharal says Inyan Tiferes Lo Seho Shekol Mitzvah Shehudi Mekayim Tzarech Shetihei Rak L'Shem Shemayim B'li Pnius. They should be done for without any ulterior motives. Zeh Pirush Tiferes Lo Seho. That's a splendor for the one who's doing it. Along with this, Tzarech Lios Tiferes Lo Min Ha'Adam. Shem Shemayim Misahiv Al Yodcha. That the Gemara in Yuma says, what's the example of loving Hashem? When you cause others to love Hashem because of your actions. When a person behaves in a certain way, so then others look at that and say, you know what? If this is how an Orthodox from Jew behaves, so then that's good. Right? A person can be on the train, on the subway. They don't know whether we had kavana that morning by Pesachas Yadecha. They don't know like what you're mechaving during Amein Heishmer Rabba. They know, were you pleasant? Did you smile? They Mark Twain. Mark Twain says, "Be careful. You might be the only Bible people read today." Mm. That's a good quote, right? That was a graduation speech in Hillel. So Weinbach said that you might be the only Bible that people read today. Okay, right. So you're all. When you walk on the street, you say, "Oh, the yarmulke." So you're every single Jew from Avraham Avinu until Mashiach. They don't. It's everything. So when the way we behave has to cause the shame shabbat to misahi become beloved by others, Jews and non-Jews. It's a huge responsibility. It's a privilege, but it's huge.
Someone used to empty out his wallet every time he gave a taxi driver a tip.
Yeah.
This is way too much. It's like, no, this is for every Jew. I'm making up for every Jew.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
For every year?
Yeah, for every year that never, ever tipped you.
Wow. I heard a great taxi story. A firm guy was like, whatever, in the city, and he needed a cab. And then he told the address, and then, like, when he got close, he says, you know what, let me out, like, it was like two or three blocks earlier. So what do you mean? You told me I'm taking you to 154th. Says, yeah, but I realize if you take me all the way there, then it's cause you're gonna do like rush hours, and you're gonna take you longer to make a 3-point turn to get back to go win in. So just let me out earlier, and I'll walk the block, and you can make the turn here and get back there. The cab driver says, he said, now I know why you're the chosen people. You're thinking about other people, right? So again, it's a huge Kiddush Hashem. Let's tell some cab stories. One time, I think it was Isser Zalman. I think it was, and they're taking a cab, and the driver was not religious, and he saw the rabbis were in the car. He put like a baseball cap on or something on his head. The rabbis got in the back seat, so he said to him in the Yiddish, he says, "Who knows how much schar he's going to have just for that tenua kala, for that small gesture he did, because he wanted to be machshav rabbonim, so he covered his head." Right there. We should make a class. I'm just on taxi stories. That's not like a, that sounds like rabbi,
kosher,
rabbi.
But like a kosher one.
Yeah.
I think it's a half tell, but
hey, taxi. Yeah. Okay, we'll finish the paragraph. Umyuchad, and certainly a Talmud Chacham tzarach shi Hashem Shmai Misagol Yodo. Right, because Talmid Chachamim have a higher standard, meaning understandably, but it's a high level of responsibility. V'lo yaza ma'izim magarmim chil Hashem she'ein olav kapara. It's a frightening thing that when a chil Hashem, the Gemara says in Yuma talks about different averos and what needs to be done for that, but the chil Hashem and then it's relative. Rava talks about if I wouldn't pay the butcher immediately when getting my goods, that's a chil Hashem. People that take something on credit, but for Talmid Chacham is a higher standard. We're doing this for Hashem's sake. But it has to reflect poverty on others. So Shem Shemaim is Ayva Yodcha. Ubiya Mvoyer Haram Maharal. Nemar Tiferes Lo Min Ha'odam, Velo Min Ha'brios. He makes his medayik. What was the mistake? Tiferes Lo Min Ha'odam, doesn't say from Abrios. Ki Abrios Ein Lehem Das Klal. Ve Ein Yoidim Lehavchin Mahu Toi Vumahi HaTiferes. El Tzarek Shetieh Tiferes Lo Min Ha'odam. Shemora Al Hamadrega Ha'Yona Shel Mechaber Mivchah, I'm sorry, Hayitzurim, on the choicest of all of things. And it's interesting that when it says there's another Pirkei Avos, Avitamim Shel Aaron, Oheves Abrios Marcharav Natorah. Right, so there it doesn't say Oheves HaAdam, Oheves Anoshim. It says Brios. So what it means to love the Bria. So the Tanya says that the only good thing that you can say about such a person like this is that he's a Bria. Hashem made him. He has no other positive quality traits. Even a person like that, you have to bring him closer to Torah. So here he's saying a different word, right?
Well, Hashem still sustains that person.
Correct. So there must be a reason. I told a story, Remanis Friedman, where there was Nebuch. There was a young man who tried to take his own life. And he was unsuccessful. Like he was in a terrible, terrible place. So they asked him to come visit this kid, like a 16-year-old in the hospital. And he walked in. I told the story recently, just a few weeks ago. And he walked into the hospital bed, and he sees the kid just like a cloud of darkness. The television is on. It's just, you know, and the kid turns to him and doesn't even look and says, "If you're going to tell me what the priest just told me, get out." So Rabbi Friedman asks him, like, "What the priest just tell you?" He said, "God loves me." Whether God loves you or maybe he doesn't. But I'll tell you one thing, God needs you because he kept you alive. And there's a reason why you're in this world. Love, maybe yes, maybe no. But does he need you? 100%. The kid started thinking, I'm here for a reason. God needs me. I'm my Modani. Rabba emunosecha, great's the emuna that you have in me. You kept me alive. You woke me up for another day. There's an avoda to do. So we have to remind ourselves of this. So we have to be mechazik ourselves. He says, "Vizel sha'om Rabbi Eze derech yeshar shiovelo ha'odom sheshleimus ha'peulois umaisi hamitzas hu'aide she'oise osom l'shem shemayim v'shem shemayim yisayv al yodo." That a person is doing their actions not because, you know, you need to be honored at the next shul dinner, not because everyone's going to patch you. It's nice to be acknowledged, okay, but that's not why we're doing things for that. We're doing this because we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the greatest level we could do, the greatest thing we could accomplish is to cause Hashem's name to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's the essence we're here. Below zeh, chaser b'shleimus ha'pulus. Without that, without doing things for the right reason, we're lacking. Okay, good. There's obviously a lot more to do in this, but Baruch Hashem, we got through a lot tonight. Shkoyach, everybody. And this, again, we're learning to learn the tzaddik's Torah on his yahrzeit is that's an amazing thing. L'chaim. Thank you. Thank you.
Means we have a purpose for another year.
When did the rabbi?